In conversation with Gina Gale Gray. Gina Gale Gray is a freedom coach, counselor, and oracle who guides others through the journey of healing their emotional wounds. A personal experience with intense grief after losing a 23-year-old son, Spencer, set her on the path to becoming a wounded healer in service to others. Gina uses her extraordinary connection to Spencer in the spirit realm to inspire and support others who want to heal their grief and other emotional wounds. Spencer and Gina co-created and published a book called Listen to the Silence, Messages and Miracles from Spencer, who never spoke words after Spencer transcended to light in 2019. This book is one of the ways they are working together to remind others that the bonds that are made and the place called love can never be broken. They are infinite and eternal, as Spencer says in this book. And on today's episode of Auto Interview, it's my utmost pleasure, joy, and excitement to have on the show today, Gina Gale Gray on the show. How are you doing, Gina?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. And thank you for having me. And how are you doing?
I am doing fine too. I mean, it's lovely to have you on the show today. I'm excited. We're going to be having a conversation around your beautiful title. Thanks for coming on. Yeah. So, Gina, you know, I want to first say that I am intrigued, and I am so much intrigued, taken aback, and surprised, and emotional, yeah, reading to the discussion page of your book, Listen to the Silence, Messages, and Miracles from Spencer, who never spoke words on Amazon. You know, while I would like you to tell us why you decided to write this book, I would also like to ask you what you mean by spinspiration.
It is a tongue twister. It is spinspirations.
Oh.
And spinspirations started coming to me. They were messages that I started receiving from Spencer shortly after he transcended to light.
Oh.
And I knew that they were him because I knew his voice quite well. And they were always messages of love and inspiration right at the moment when I needed them. So that's how this conversation with him started. And that led to writing the complete book.
Oh, wow. That's actually very amazing. And, you know, actually, I am taken aback. Well, I read to the discussion page of the book in Amazon and how it transitioned, how it came to be. And I'm excited now. I'd love to ask you now, how did you and Spencer write Listen to the Silence, Messages and Miracles from Spencer, who never spoke words after Spencer transitioned to light? Would you like to tell us about that too?
Yeah, the process was it was a slow start. And the reason why when Spencer was 4 years old, Spencer was a young man who he lived 23 years and he was in a body that never spoke words and he could never move himself independently. So he had a lot of special needs and he was a very special human being. He was very intelligent. So when he was 4 years old, I started the book because I thought that I was going to be writing a book from a mother's perspective, the mother of a child who could not speak words. And I knew that he had a lot to teach because by the time he was four, I had already started learning a lot from him and had already discovered ways to communicate with him, to listen to him, even though he couldn't speak words. So I had the book title and I had some chapter titles and I always thought that I was going to write this book. And then after Spencer transcended, shortly thereafter, he started sending me the spinspirations. And I knew there was something to them. So I started a journal and I wrote them down. And the very first spinspiration was, if you were meant to look back, your head would turn that way. And as he spoke those words, he gave me the visual of an owl. And the owl was his Mayan spirit animal. So he shapeshifted and he used the owl to give me the visual. And then the owl turned its head around backwards as he spoke the spinspiration. If you were meant to look back, your head would turn that way.
Oh, wow.
So it It was a very powerful message reminding me to don't hang in this grief, don't stay in this grief. Turn my
Absolutely.
head forward and keep going forward. So
Yeah.
I started the collection. I started a collection of Spinspirations, and it was very interesting the different messages that he was giving me, messages of inspiration and encouragement. And he would use all these different methods to get me the messages, get my attention to hear the messages. And they were the same things that we had used his entire life for him to communicate. Since he couldn't speak words, he had all these other ways that he used to get his messages through. And he and I were a team for 23 years. We knew what we were doing with using these forms of communication. So when he crossed over, it was real easy for him to just pick up and use those that I was already familiar with. So he let me know that it was time to write the book. And I was excited that I knew that it was time to write the book. And then he said, however, the book is going to be from my perspective, not yours. So that was a big moment because I had all these questions. It's like, how's this going to happen? So I basically had to just discard everything that I had done that I thought the book was going to be about. The only thing that remained was the title. And so then the title. Then the title became Listen to the Silence, Messages and Miracles from Spencer, who never spoke words. And he let me know that the book was going to be from his perspective, which, of course, it makes sense. He is the one who lived 23 years in a body that could not communicate using the spoken word. So he had so much to say and so much to teach without words. And many, many people do. Many people and many spiritual beings also have the ability to teach us when we learn how to listen to the silence.
That is so emotional of you listening to talk about it. I'm taken aback. I'm, impressed. And all of this is very, very wholesome. Thank you so much for sharing. Thanks a million. And now,
You're welcome.
for readers who haven't read the book yet, and without giving much information away, could we have a sneak of what you would expect in terms of themes? I know you've talked a little bit about it, but then I'd like you to tell us a bit about what we'd expect in terms of themes picking up the book. And also, please, if you have a copy of it there, please raise it to the camera just so we can see what it looks like. Beautiful. Oh, now I wanted to ask you how you came about the cover. The ant and is that a thumb in there? The ant.
The hand,
Oh, that's your end.
is actually my hand, and
Oh.
these tattoos, this was one of the messages that I received after Spencer left.
Okay.
And the letters are where when I do yoga and I have my hand on the ground, I have to read Gaia, and Gaia is earth. And the M on my thumb makes this part of the tattoo say I am. So I was told to have this message tattooed on my hand as a reminder to stay on Gaia, because after Spencer left, I had a really, really hard time. I had to stay as well, because the life with Spencer was very intense. He, as you can imagine, living 23 years in a body that cannot move itself and cannot communicate,
A lot, really.
it was a very lovely relationship, but it was a very intense relationship. So when he left, I didn't know what my purpose in life was going to be. And a lot of things happened after he left, a lot of things happened that I did not expect. And so after Spencer left, it was just an entire year of unimaginable events in my life. As my life unraveled, I just could not come up with a reason to stay. So this was one of the ways that Spencer and my other spirit guides and guards sent me messages and said, you will stay, you will find your purpose, and this time the purpose will be your own soul purpose. And that is what I've learned. And the communication from my soul, learning to communicate with my soul and to listen to Spencer's soul, which is infinite and eternal, it all worked together to keep me in that the energy of staying and being in service to others. So the meaning of the book, the way that Spencer laid it out, each chapter, he is sharing information about how he used these amazing ways to communicate. And he did it when he was here. So
Wow.
when he crossed over and became spirit, it was very easy for him to not only continue to use some of the ways he used, but to expand his use of those things. So there's an actual chapter on orbs, and a lot of people are familiar with the way that spirits will use orbs of light to show up. And light energy is a very easy thing for spirits to use to get our attention, because
Wow.
they're electrical beings and they're vibrating at a very high frequency when they cross over, as
Yeah.
opposed to us in the lower, denser frequencies while we're still here on Gaia. So it's very easy for them to use that electrical energy and put that frequency right into light and create all of these ways to show up as light beings, which is what orbs are. And then he has another chapter on numbers and how he communicated with numbers. And that was really, really important, because as soon as he left, I started seeing there were three numbers that I kept seeing over and over and
Wow.
over again in all these different magical ways.
Oh,
And
wow.
there's a chapter. There's a chapter about that, and about all the ways that he used specifically the number 23. And it became a very, very powerful message. Anytime the number 23 showed up, I knew to stop and get silent and listen to the silence, because the number 23 was just him saying, "Hello, I'm here," and there was more. So anybody can, I
Wow.
think he wants everyone to know that they can use these tools, because the spirits that are with him on the spirit side, they're all using these tools to get attention too. And we can learn that one more step to get more out of that message. So the 23 was really, really powerful. I had a condo at the time, and it was on the 29th floor in a building.
Yeah.
And one day I went to the condo and I got on the elevator and I pushed 29 to go to my floor, and the elevator stopped on floor 23.
Wow.
And I thought, now this is odd. And so the elevator stopped, the doors open. Nobody's there. I look both ways. Nobody's there. The doors close, and I go on up to floor 29. And I thought, that was interesting. Why did that happen? Well, my daughter was coming over to visit me. So 10 minutes later, my daughter comes in and she says, "Mom, the weirdest thing just happened." She said, "On the way up here," she said, "I pushed 29, the elevator stopped on floor 23."
Wow.
And same thing. Yeah.
That's
So
strange.
I started paying attention. I started paying attention. I got out a journal and I started writing down all the times when the number 23 would appear. And then I learned to ask, "Okay, Spencer, what is the message you want me to know that's associated with the number 23?" And one of the first things that he let me know, reminded me, he lived 23 years. He was actually created on the 23rd of March, which is my birthday. So, and the stories just go on and on and on. So there's a lot of meaning in that number 23. And in the
Wow.
book, he reveals a lot of this. One of the most important things is he says that where he is now is the realm 23. And
Wow.
realm 23 is the place called love. So I continue to learn all the time, because he continues to give me messages like that. So numbers are really important for people to pay attention to,
Very
because
important.
Yes, because there will be messages and connections can be made. Everyone can make these connections with their loved one on the other side, which is why Spencer wanted that to be known from his side. Song lyrics. There's an entire chapter on how he uses song lyrics to communicate. So, story after story of him using, I call it now the cosmic jukebox in the sky, because once he crossed over, he has access to any artist, any type of music, any time of day or night, song titles, all these ways to use that as a method of communicating with me. And the entire chapter is just story after story of him using a song lyric or several songs together to speak a complete sentence and to give a very powerful message. And these are the kinds of things that people will just discount. They'll say, oh, well, that was our favorite song, so it must just be a coincidence that I heard that at that moment. There's no such thing as coincidence. These are created experiences. And those in the spirit world know that they can. So getting the attention is the first step. The second step is to pause, take a moment, and listen to the silence, because then you will get the full message and open up that communication. Another thing that he describes in the book is how to shape shift, because there are now not all spirit beings have mastered the ability to actually shape shift. And Spencer, in the book, he actually talks about the cosmic codes and methods that are available to them to use animals or people to shape shift and to come and give us a visit. So the reason the book was written from Spencer's perspective is he wants people to know, and he wants me to be the one to. I was his scribe. He let me know about halfway through the book because I didn't know what to call myself. I said, I'm not writing this book. I'm writing it down because this is all from his perspective and he's not here. So it's a channeled book. And it was really easy for me to get into that place to be able to channel that for him because I had 23 years practice speaking for him. Because since he couldn't speak words, I could receive his thought forms and then let people know, other people know what it was that he wanted or needed. So his needs and desires were met. We taught a lot of people in during his lifetime how to communicate with him in that way. So when he crossed over, it was really easy to continue that process and to turn it into this book. So that's we would it took about 6 months of intense work on the book, and every night from 11 o'clock at night till 2 o'clock in the morning, I would connect with him and had my laptop on my lap and would just start typing. And he gave me every single word of the book. And during those days, it was a time in my life when every single morning I was so excited to wake up because I was excited to see what had been written. Because I had no idea, since I was channeling it and taking his information and putting it into words. So it was really exciting to wake up in the morning and see what messages he had shared with the world. And they were all so powerful. The very last message, because the book was completed on Thanksgiving Day, in 2022. Yes, there's meaning in everything. Spencer does not
Everything.
do anything without deep meaning. So he told me that it would be completed on Thanksgiving Day, and that was 2022. And I had been invited to have Thanksgiving with some friends, and I was kind of anxious because it wasn't finished yet. And he just kept saying, enjoy the time with the celebration. Be thankful with your friends. As soon as I got home from Thanksgiving celebration and 11 o'clock at night came, and I was trying to get it done, before midnight, because he said it would be done on that day. And the ending was just, I just had two more paragraphs and it was complete. And he said, It was like that the entire book. And there are inspirations sprinkled throughout the book. There's also poetry. I know you write poetry, and
Yeah.
Spencer writes poetry as well. The book is
Oh.
sprinkled with several poems he wrote and several poems that I wrote different times during his life when he was in crisis and I was by his bedside in the hospital for something. A lot of poetry was written, and it's a nice way for us to continue to communicate with each other.
Oh, wow.
A very beautiful poem. As soon as he left, this was within a couple of months of his leaving. So, can I read this poem?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. This poem is called Eternal. And he says, I'm in the air, I'm everywhere. I'm in the sea, just watch for me. I'm in the sky, you know I can fly. I'm in the sand, just feel me in your hand. I'm in the fire, I ride the embers higher and higher. I'm in the earth because you gave me birth. I'm in your heart, we are never apart. I'm in the light, and with you, I will fight.
Oh, wow. Well, that is very emotional, really. Very emotional. And I wanted to ask you now, how were you able to cope with the emotion associated with the making of the book? Because I
Thank
know
you
that
for
might be a
asking that.
lot, really.
It was like this.
Roller coaster ups
And
and down.
oh my goodness. And I'm an emotional health counselor. So
Oh.
it's interesting because for 40 years, I've been a mental health counselor. And once this came into my life, this experience of grief, and grief is a great teacher. It is the greatest teacher. And I say that because the moment grief is delivered to you, you are reminded in that moment that you do care. And a lot of other emotions come along with grief, and the process that we're taught and kind of that's programmed into us for dealing with grief and dealing with death and burial and all of those things, they're not appropriate. They're not correct. They try to make it happen too fast and try to tell people how they should go through the process when it's very individual to each of us. So the number one emotion that I find in people and I find in clients, it's an emotional wound, and the emotional wound of grief is very, very deep and generations, generations, generations passed down because we never processed it properly. So I had a lot of elation. Like I said, I was so excited to wake up and read what had been written, and the joy of being connected that deeply with him for all of those nights for that 6 month period. We were definitely in joy. And that's one of Spencer's inspirations. He says, be in joy. And it's INJOY, two separate words. It's not ENJOY, be in joy.
Oh.
And it's when we start shifting the way we look at these things, these emotions, these concepts, it's helping me help others actually feel emotions, because emotions are talked about, emotions are bypassed, they're hidden, they're buried, they're delayed, they're ignored,
Lot,
unplugged,
yeah.
all of those things.
Yeah.
So it's time for humans to remember that one of the greatest gifts of being a human in the human experience, spiritual beings having a human experience, is we get to feel emotions. And so it's interesting that my career changed a bit from mental health counseling to emotional health counseling. And it's really, really important to know that, to help others know that it's kind of that elephant in the room we haven't been talking about. And there is no mental health without emotional health.
Oh, wow.
So, as soon as Spencer left, I was guided to these modalities, two modalities. One is the emotion code. Dr. Bradley Nelson created that system, and it's a way to liberate emotions that are trapped in people's fields and bodies, so that they actually can get the flow of energy going, because we are energetic beings and we're dense physical beings. It's both. So clearing out that the debris so that there can be some flow. And then later I was guided to learn sound frequency healing modality, and it's called biofield tuning. So again, working with people in their field and with their bodies to bring sound frequency in to harmonize and bring coherence back to the human being, because all beings want coherence. We want to be in harmony. We want to, like right now, you and I are in harmony. We're connected, and we want to be connected, and it's a harmonious relationship. And that's what all living beings want. So it's managing my emotions. I had to go on the path. I had to clean up my own emotional being, and I had to commit to staying here as a human being and figuring out a way to show up in service to others, because that's what Spencer taught me. He was the greatest gift. I have a daughter also. She's a wonderful gift too. She's a very different personality than Spencer, for sure,
Interesting.
but he she's a wonderful sister. He loves her dearly. She's gifted as well. And but yeah, motherhood is it's such a powerful connection. So maybe for some that consider reading Spencer's book, maybe they just want to read a love story. And it is a love story. It is love without conditions is something we need to really start giving some attention to, because we know all about love with conditions, and that's been programmed in. And what it's done is it's disintegrated compassion. The state of things going on now, the numbness of people, and the numbing out and dumbing down of our emotional being has separated us from each other. And
Absolutely. Oh, wow.
it's gone even farther, and it's separated us from ourselves.
Wow.
And when you are separated from your own soul, and you can't even show compassion to yourself, there's trouble.
It's a trunkload of what you've mentioned there. That's a roller coaster, trunkload of emotion. And I feel a bit emotional when you mentioned that grief is the greatest teacher. And several other things you've mentioned so far are so pulling. Very pulling. Thank you so much for mentioning. I mean, I enjoy listening to you talk about this. Very emotional. And yeah, thanks for sharing, Gina.
You're welcome. I actually challenge people. I say, if you read the book and you don't cry, please read it again. Please read it again. If you aren't touched by some of the stories that you hear when you read this, or reminded, my favorite is when people read it and they're reminded, because other mothers who have lost children have now read this book. And then they're so excited to get together with me and tell me, reading Spencer's stories of things he created in his life, they're reminded of the same thing their child has done. So it validates those connections, and it deepens those connections. And we all need to be listened to, and we deserve to be heard. And for people to be able to talk about their deep grief and their loss and the love they have, it's not just mother to child. It's I lost my dad in 1999 on Christmas Day, and it was a terrible, terrible loss. It was no was completely unexpected. His heart literally blew. There was no rescue available. That's the way my dad's family goes, which is a beautiful way to go because it's just gone. But Christmas Day, and the whole family had been together and celebrated, and so he started coming to me that night because that was my introduction to listening to those in the spirit world. So the messages that he gave me, both for me and for others, and then I was challenged to share the messages with others, no matter what they would think of me. So really, back in 1999, Spencer was 4 years old. So back in 1999, I started being taught how to listen to those in the spirit world, which helped me a lot because with Spencer not being able to speak also, there's a lot of same methods can be used to communicate with animals, with nonverbal people, and with spirits as well.
Thank you so much for this long, amazing, beautiful answers to this question. I find them to be very pulling, really. Very, very pulling. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And now, apart from listening to the silence, do you have any other works you've authored or say currently working on? And also, is there anything you'd like to share with the viewers about your books that we did not mention in the interview and you'd love the viewers to know?
Yeah, there's going to be three. Listen to the Silence is going to be three
Wow.
books.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, so we're working on the next one. And the next one is Listen to the Silence, More Messages and Miracles from Spencer,
Oh.
because the stories have not stopped since this book was published in 2023. So it was completed Thanksgiving Day, 2022. So, this is the way that he works. On his birthday last year, he gives me a birthday present. It's his birth on Earth Day, and he honors me as his Madre de la Tierra, which is what he started calling me after he left. Earth,
Oh.
yes. And then he brought me to Mexico, and of course, Madre is Spanish for mother. So on his birthday, he tells me where to go in this last year, and he says, I'm going to give you the chapter titles for the next book.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So he did exactly what he said he would do. So I went to a beautiful beach here near where I live and sat down on the beach and went into meditation. And there's going to be nine chapters again because there's
Wow.
symbolism in the number nine. He talks about that in the first book. And so it's time to get busy writing all the stories that he's going to tell in the second book. Then the third book is going to be Listen to the Silence, Messages and Miracles from Spencer and Friends.
Oh,
And
wow.
this is where the connection with others becomes so important because I really appreciate this opportunity to share this information on your podcast because this is how we're going to find people who will share their stories of their connection with their loved one on the spirit side. And the third book will be more stories about messages and miracles, but it'll be Spencer's friends who are in the spirit world with him. And then we are also the Spinspirations went way beyond the six or seven that are in his first book. And he always told me if I continued to share the Spinspirations, that if I would commit to share them somewhere, that he would give me one every day. So I created a Facebook. I got on Facebook and I created a Facebook and started the process. So for 70 days, he gave me a Spinspiration every day for 70 days. So that Facebook, it's just my name, Gina Gail Gray, and it started with day one, and he would give me the message, and then he would take me to our photos, and we would go through a photo journey, and he would tell me which photo went with that Spinspiration. And then we just made a little meme, and sometimes I would tell the story that goes along with that particular Spinspiration. So he wants me to publish those in a little coffee table book, something that people can have easy access to and get that daily inspiration from Spencer.
Oh, wow. This is quite amazing, really. This is very wholesome. I mean, I can go on and on and on and on and on and on. This is very, very awesome. And I'm pretty sure people who have been through similar experiences are going to find this to be quite soothing and very, very helpful. Thank you so much for coming on to talk about it.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And I could go on and on too, as you can tell.
And just in case we have some viewers who are currently watching this interview, I would love to get a copy of the book. On what platform is it available on for purchase?
It's available from all booksellers, Amazon, of course, and Barnes and Noble, and you can get it directly from the publisher as well. Balboa Press is who published. So it's easy to find. The audiobook version, we had that produced a little after because people were asking, and a lot of people only listen to audiobooks now. So we went ahead and took that step, and it was a very interesting creation because Spencer, his last 7 years of life, he was on a ventilator, so he could not make a sound. 7 years. He lived 7 years on a ventilator. So he was 16 when his medical event happened that made that become part of his life. So we never knew what his voice sounded like because he had matured during that time. So when the time came to pick a narrator for the book, I had the form and to answer the questions. Of course, Spencer answered the questions. The first question was, male or female voice. And I thought, well, of course, it needs to be, it needs to be a male. And he speaks and says it needs to be a deep voice. And I said, oh, well, isn't that interesting? Well, we never heard his voice, so we didn't know that his mature voice was a deep voice, but he was adamant that it be deep. And then it asked for accent. And the accent that he chose, he said British accent. And I said, well, we're in Texas. We're Texans. Why in the world would you want someone with a British accent to represent your spoken voice? So I argued with him for days. I couldn't get over it. And then finally he catches my attention again and he says, Madre, look up the etymology, the word meaning of my three names, Spencer, Lloyd, Gray. They're all English, British, Wales. The etymology is they are British. So the narrator in the audiobook is it's really powerful. The guy did a beautiful job of putting all the emotion in where the emotion was appropriate. And then to people who speak with these beautiful accents like yours are just fun to listen to.
Oh, wow, this is very, very amazing, Gina. I can go on and on and on and on and on with you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate the fact that you take your time to come on and talk about it. Thanks so much for coming on. And I
Thank
left
you.
a link in the description part of this interview where interested viewers can get a copy of Gina Gray's book directly on Amazon and also another platform. Also left a link to social media pages for possible followings. So thank you so much, Gina, for accepted the invitation to come on the show to talk about this amazing story of Spencer and that of yours. Thank you so much. It was fun having this conversation with you.
Thank you. My pleasure, and I appreciate it.
Absolutely. As much as I find it quite emotional, I find it quite soothing, and I'm pretty sure it's going to help people out there. Thank you so much again.